This is the SCLO Library Podcast. I'm David Pensick, Communications Manager for SCLO Center Region Library. We are located in the heart of downtown State College on the corner of Beaver Avenue and Allen Street. And this episode is dropping on Wednesday, June 26, 2019. It is our final episode of our regular weekly podcast in June. We have a new monthly podcast that's going to be debuting later this week. I'll talk more about that toward the end of this episode. But I don't know about you, summer feels like it's flying by as we are at the end of June. And as we record this, we have not had the best weather once again this summer. A lot of rain again. Hopefully that will change soon. And hopefully that will especially change when the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts happens. And SCLO, again, is going to have several major events and activities around the festival. And one of those is, once again, SCLO is hosting the Images exhibition. This is the juried art exhibition that the Festival of the Arts holds. And in our gallery and in our community room will be the Images exhibition throughout the month of July. And the awards reception will be held actually on Thursday, July 11th, during Arts Festival Week at 6:30 p.m. in our community room. And for today's episode, I talked with the juror who picked the 60 pieces that will be part of this year's exhibition and then who will also select the award winners, Shannon Egan. She is the director of the Schmucker Art Gallery at Gettysburg College, and she's been curating exhibitions of contemporary and historical art since 2007, and she'll be there for the awards reception on July 11th. Again, the festival received more than 330 submissions. Shannon picked 60 for the exhibition, and she'll pick the award winners. The SCLO Library Foundation actually sponsors an award for best student piece. So, we're proud. The library is proud to host this part of the festival. It's been a great every month, every July. It's something to look forward to have this exhibition in our gallery and in our community room. So here's my conversation with Shannon Egan as we look forward to the Images 2019 exhibition. We're getting ready for the Images 2019 exhibition that's going to be at SCLO Library in July as part of the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts. And we have this year's juror, Shannon Egan, joining us. Thank you, Shannon, for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
I guess, first of all, what is it like to be a juror in an exhibition like Images? I mean, you have juried other exhibitions and shows. What is it? What kind of pressure is that, or what is that like to have to, you know, decide what pieces maybe make it into an exhibition or not?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, first of all, it's an honor. I'm always, you know, delighted to have the opportunity to be introduced to artists who are new to me, to new artwork. You know, it's one of my favorite things in the world is to have the chance to look at art. And so, so first of all, it's just fun to be able to dive into a huge batch of images and really explore and take a nice close look at what's out there. And to see new things and to kind of have the artwork tell stories that are new to me and just to see the range of talents that are out there.
That's great. What I guess when you looked at the pieces for Images, I mean, what
I mean, what struck you about the work that you were looking at? And I mean, we haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. So first of all, it was a huge, huge selection of images. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think it was 334.
Yeah, actually, I think they said around 340.
Yeah. So first of all, it was just a large number of artists who submitted, and they could all submit up to 3 works of art. So I was just sort of struck by the quantity at first. I think from what I had heard, it was the numbers of entries had increased from previous years. So that's always a really great thing to see more artists participating and more artists just making artwork. The images were grouped in terms of according to media, so I could go through a set of, you know, the sets that were drawings and the sets that were paintings and sets that were mixed media, and I first of all just went through image by image, just to kind of get a sense of what was out there, without thinking too much about what was going to be in and what was going to be out. I just wanted to familiarize myself with what was there, what the artist had submitted. Well, I'm not too sure if that answered your question. And then I was looking to find some connections, find works that complemented each other, but weren't necessarily similar to each other, and to think about the various threads that could kind of wind from one work into another work. That was kind of secondary after I really looked through everything.
Yeah. When were you familiar with the images show here, or I'm guessing you talked with like Rick Bryant, the director of the arts. I mean, what did he give you any guidelines or anything in preparing for this?
To be honest, I was not familiar. I knew I had heard of the big arts festival that happens in State College, but I've never attended it. Rick and Jen over at the arts festival had shared with me the program from the previous year, so I could kind of get a sense of what the exhibition is like. And it also seems somewhat similar to juried exhibitions that we host annually at the Schmucker Art Gallery at Gettysburg College, where I'm the director. And so I had a sense of, I think, what makes for an interesting and inclusive and diverse juried exhibition. But I'm really, really eager to see the works in person, because images don't always do the works justice. You have to experience it in person for yourself.
And then there'll be where the awards are given out. Is that also what's that going to be like for you to give out awards to artists in as they get their work recognized?
It's going to be difficult. I'm excited, but I think it's going to be really, really difficult. I was tasked with selecting 60 works, and that just that narrowing it down from 334 down to 60 was tough, and then trying to select from only a handful of awards from those, it's going to be tough. But I'm eager to see them in person, and I just think that all of the artists deserve recognition for their talents and their bravery and their willingness just to create something, materially and conceptually and physically is wonderful.
You mentioned how you're the director of the Schmucker Art Gallery at Gettysburg College, and you've had a extensive career in art. I guess how did that start? How did your passion for art history come about?
I was exposed to museums as a kid. I had the you know, the privilege of having parents and a grandmother who took me around to museums. My mom was an artist, and she passed away when I was a young kid, and I just sort of realized that that artwork stays, that artwork has a life, that artwork is kind of living and immortal when we're not, and that that works of art kind of continue to tell stories and have a kind of like living presence. So that was something that I was just sort of struck by with art just from an early age. And then when I took my first art history class in college, I thought it's something just really clicked. And I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. And I just, I was an art history major, and then I went straight to graduate school and got my master's and my PhD from Johns Hopkins University. And I just loved with art history, the balance of close looking, of visiting museums, of reading, and just thinking about the different kinds of stories and narratives and social issues that are conveyed through works of art. I just haven't stopped.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the Schmucker Gallery and what types of exhibitions you like to host there? And because I know we have a number of people who, I go down to Gettysburg a lot. Mm-hmm. Maybe would have a chance to visit it.
Yeah, Schmucker Art Gallery is Gettysburg is the art gallery of Gettysburg College, and Gettysburg College is a small private liberal arts college located right in the heart of Gettysburg, PA. And at the gallery, we have two exhibition spaces, and between the two exhibition spaces, we mount about 8 or 9 different exhibitions a year. Because we are on a college campus, the mission of the gallery is to intersect meaningfully with the curriculum and to offer opportunities for student engagement in the gallery. So that means that the exhibitions we host either involve student curators, where students kind of can have hands-on experiences curating exhibitions from our art collection under the direction of myself or other, art history faculty and other classes. And then the other, we also have exhibitions by prominent contemporary artists or borrowed from other collectors or institutions of historical art that have a kind of wide interdisciplinary reach. And then in addition to those exhibitions of, historical art or works by contemporary artists, every spring we mount a juried student exhibition, and the juror for that exhibition is typically an artist educator, a professor from a regional university or college, who will select the works, by our Gettysburg College students. And then that juror, who's also an artist, will mount his or her exhibition in our smaller space in the gallery. And that's always a good opportunity for, for the students to meet another artist and see, have their own artwork on display adjacent to the work of a, professional, active, practicing artist. At the end of every spring semester, our senior art majors mount their capstone exhibition. And then, as I mentioned earlier, every summer we partner with the Adams County Arts Council on a regional juried exhibition. And that is the show that we have up on display in our gallery through June 21st of this year.
Yeah, I always like to ask, because I know you also teach courses at the college, and obviously you are working with students a lot with the exhibitions you have. What are you noticing, what are your thoughts on sort of this next generation or whatever coming up with art? I mean, what are things that are impressing you, or what you're seeing from them?
Yeah, I have a lot of students who are interested in, you know, pursuing careers in museums and galleries, and I think the public aspect of that, of making art accessible, and then also talking, you know, in my classes, and then just sort of talking with you know, artists who are exhibiting at the gallery, is really using art, using curatorial practice as a means of political awareness and social activism, that it's a really important place to discuss larger issues that are affecting us. And I think students are really eager to talk about that, and to have a career, to find a place where art isn't just it's not just decoration on the walls, but it's a prompt for bigger, more challenging discussions about issues of, you know, of race and gender and sexuality and environmental issues and equality. And we've been at the college been trying to, you know, to prepare those students, and we've seen them go on to really interesting, you know, graduate programs in museum studies and art history. And I'm excited to say that a lot have found great jobs in museums and galleries too.
That's great. I guess tying that, going back a little bit to the images exhibition, did you notice any pieces that were looking to make statements, or at least open up discussions on issues?
Yeah, there were. What was nice about the submission process is that it looked like the artist had the opportunity to write a sentence or two about the significance of the work, and I did see that some were addressing current political issues head on. But even the others, I mentioned that I was looking for. I was really kind of eager to find threads that might connect one work, you know, one work with another and with another and another, so that all of the works kind of hang together curatorially in an interesting way. And what I was thinking about as I was looking through the images is the sense of place, how all of the, or many of the artists in one way or another, were thinking about where they live or what the place they're depicting represents. And even if that doesn't seem to be like directly political, even if it's not like a kind of direct statement about, you know, the current presidential administration or politics, it seems to be a sort of sincere reflection of how we're all just sort of kind of grappling with where we live and when we live and how we live, and what, you know, how the environment is changing, what our sense of home is, what our sense of identity is. And that was something I was just really impressed by.
That's great. Yeah, I know a lot of local artists in this region, and I know Images goes beyond this region, but do have that sense of place, and we have a farmland mm-hmm. artist who like to preserve, you know, preserve
yeah.
the farm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it was. I mean, I am a bit familiar with Tate College. There were some locations that I realized were, of central Pennsylvania and the central Pennsylvania landscape, or, you know, specific sites in particular. But also the artists are some of them. Have traveled far and wide too, and you know have seemed to have been struck by traveling and by experiencing new places, or even places that might be, you know, might have been overlooked, that seem kind of ordinary, and aren't just, you know, sublime landscapes or the beautiful, you know, rolling hills of central Pennsylvania. So it's really interesting to see that diversity of place too.
Yeah. Speaking of traveling and landscape, I wanted to give you time to talk a little. I was curious about this exhibition you're currently curating on Norwegian and American landscape photography. That's actually going to open, I guess, next year in Norway. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's the plan. So I think because I've been working on this exhibition about landscape, maybe that's why it's been something I was looking for with the images exhibition. But yes, that I am currently co-curating an exhibition with a Norwegian photography historian who's the director of the picture collection at the University of Bergen in Norway. And the exhibition brings together American 19th century landscape photography with Norwegian 19th century landscape photography. And we're thinking not only about the just sort of similarities in landscapes in terms of looking at, you know, mountains in the West being similar to photographs of mountains in Norway, but also larger kind of similar issues about the development of the railway, the transcontinental railway in the U.S., as well as railway construction and road construction in Norway. And then beyond that, just we were interested too in how people moved about in the 19th century, not just on the railway, but in cruise ships, in immigrant ships that brought Norwegians to America, and then the return passage, which would bring, you know, American tourists and British tourists and others to Norway, and the kind of tourism industry that was popping up both in Norway and then in the U.S. around, you know, the national parks like Yellowstone and Yosemite in the late 19th century. Mm. So it should be a beautiful show.
Yeah.
The landscapes are just the photographs I could just look at, you know, on days on end. They're beautiful.
Or is it scheduled to be shown here in the U.S. at all? Or?
Yes. So it will open. It's scheduled to open at the Bergen Museum in Bergen, Norway, in mid-May of 2020, and then in 2021, it will be exhibited at the Towson University Art Galleries in Towson, Maryland, and then at the Schmucker Art Gallery in fall of 2021 here at Gettysburg College, and then we're still working on other venues in the U.S. So hopefully it'll travel through 2022.
Great, that's still a little day trip for us here.
can
come see it.
Everyone's welcome.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much. I like to end with I ask the guests about a book or books that maybe impacted them, if either growing up or currently. I don't know if you have any books that stand out to you in that have made an impact on your life.
Yeah, well, since we've been talking about art and my job as an art historian, I was reminded of a book that I loved as a kid that maybe was one of the an initial spark for my career, you know, in art history. But that was the children's book from the Mixtape Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. And I love that book as a kid. And I have two daughters now. They're 10 and 13. But when they were younger, I read it out loud to them again. And it just, you know, it held up as a book. And it's the story of the two kids, the brother and the sister, who run away from home and stay at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And I think it's just so fun to think about living in a museum and living around art. And that's something that I try to do every day.
that sounds like the perfect book for you. Yes.
Yeah. It's a good one. And it does, like I said, it does. It holds up, and I recommend it to kids young and old.
Oh, great. Well, Shannon, thank you again. We are looking forward to the Images exhibition and to having you here during the Arts Festival.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it should be a great time and appreciate it. And we'll see you
in
July. The Images exhibition will be in our gallery and community room throughout July, but the awards reception will be 6:30 p.m. in the community room on Thursday, July 11th, during Arts Festival Week. Might as well tell you about some of the other events happening at the library during the Arts Festival.
On Wednesday, July 10th, that's Children's Day, we'll have a big tent set up, big canopy tent set up in our parking lot, and then we have two events going on at from 10 a.m. to noon, all about bubbles. Our friends from Discovery Space will be there, and kids can experiment with different kinds of bubbles. And then at 1:30 p.m., the popular musical act Two of a Kind will be giving a concert. So that's on Wednesday, July 10th. Thursday, July 11th, is the Images reception. And then Saturday, July 13th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Bookfest is back, from comics to cozies. More than 20 authors are going to be there for you to purchase books, get book signings, talk with authors. And then from 11 a.m., that'll be in our parking lot under the big tent. And then from 11 a.m. to noon, it's the Lee Bennett Hopkins Award, Poetry Award, in our community room. This year's winner, Andrea Davis Pinckney, will be there. Her book, Martin Rising, Requiem for a King, dealt with the final months of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. It's a great read. I definitely recommend it if you haven't read it yet. But she'll be receiving the Lee Bennett Hopkins Award that's presented by the Pennsylvania Center for the Book. And that'll be in our community room at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 13th. So a lot going on during Arts Festival, but there's a lot going on before the Arts Festival. Depending on when you're listening to this, if you are listening to this on Wednesday, June 26th, there is a twirling workshop at 2:30 p.m. on June 26th. On Thursday, June 27th, Adam Swartz Puppets will be, he'll be there to do one of his shows, Captain Asab's All-Star Galaxy Games. That'll be at 2:30 p.m. in our community room. There'll be an origami class at 10:30 a.m. on June 28th. Registration is required, and it's for grades 4 through 6. And then on Tuesday, July 2nd, World UFO Day. If you heard our last week's episode, we started talking about UFOs, and we have a couple events centered around UFOs and unidentified flying objects, flying saucers. And we'll be celebrating World UFO Day from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. On July 2nd in our sunroom. That's on the second floor. And then just to note, some special hours. On July 3rd, the library, this is Wednesday, July 3rd, the library will be closing at 6 p.m., and we will be closed on Thursday, July 4th, of course, for the 4th of July holiday. Library will be reopening at its regular time on Friday, July 5th. So just a note, closing a little early on July 3rd, closing at 6 p.m., and then the library will be closed on Thursday, July 4th. And then I also want to note a new podcast. This will be a new monthly podcast we're going to be starting. It'll be dropping on Friday, June 28th, each last Friday of the month. It's a Meet the Staff podcast. You'll be meeting members of the SCLO staff. And this week's episode, we'll be talking with office manager. We'll be talking to office manager DJ Lilly. We have, if you've come to the library, you've got to know some of our staff people, but maybe you don't know, some of their background, some of their, interesting stories. So hopefully these Meet the Staff episodes will give you a chance to hear more about them and get to know the people who sit behind the desk and who help you with all of the services and help you find books at the library. So that, the first episode of that will be dropping on Friday, June 28th, and those will be coming out once a month. All of our information is on our website, sclolibrary.org. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I want to thank Shannon Egan again for visiting with us, and we're looking forward to seeing her at the Images Award reception. Hope everyone has a great last few days of June, and get ready for the first week of July and the July 4th holiday. And until next time, we hope to see you at SCLO Library.